It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to get to the Padres now. As we sit here on the Brett Boone podcast, this Padre team is in second place. They're a couple games above 500. But a couple big guys went down. We had Musgrove go down for a while. He wasn't right. He went down. He came back, pitched a couple decent games, pitched a good game against the Yankees most recently. And all of a sudden, he's back on the IL. Yu Darvish, as everybody knows, pitched 25 scoreless innings in a row this year and then had back-to-back really tough outings. He's on the IL. Let's talk about this Padres rotation with the new additions of Cease, with King for that came over in that Soto trade. Vasquez is going to have to play a pretty big role now. Your take, Mark Loretta's take on the Padres starting pitching as of now.
Yeah, obviously big hit with Darvish and Musgrove. The good news is I don't think either one is particularly serious. You know, Darvish is dealing with a hamstring coming off of, I think he had a little bit of a neck issue. His mechanics are so sound. I don't expect him to miss more than the minimum amount of days. You know, Joe's been dealing with some tricep tendonitis. They don't think anything's wrong, you know, on the other side of the elbow. So, he's as hard a worker as there is. Yeah, real encouraging to see his outing against the Yankees. I mean, I was a little worried about that outing, quite frankly. I mean, we hit the Yankees, not that they've been cold at all year, but, I mean, they destroyed Darvish. We looked outclassed those first couple games, for sure. But, you know, thank God, A.J. Preller and the group made the trade for Cease at the end of spring training. He's been awesome. He's had just a couple of blips. But, you know, if he throws strikes, especially with that slider, he's about as good as it gets. He's you know, pretty much a number one for just about any team. And then you mentioned King. You know, I think King switching from the bullpen to the rotation has been a little bit of a challenge for him. But real cerebral guy. Pitched a great game yesterday in Kansas City. I think he's going to be very good once he kind of settles into this role. And he's got, you know, three or four that the sweeper is very good. He's got the two-seamer coming back against the righties. You know, and that kind of the unsung hero of the staff right now has been this guy, Matt Waldron, who's throws the knuckleball. He's not a knuckleball pitcher per se. He's not like Wakefield where he throws it 90% of the time. He probably throws it 50% of the time. You know, kind of get it up there to 92, 93, you know, a little bit of a breaking ball. But he's filled in the fifth spot and give us a lot of, you know, pretty quality innings. You know, occasionally if that knuckleball's not moving, he'll get whacked around. But that's a good guy to have for depth and it saves the bullpen at times. Vasquez pitched pretty well the other day in Kansas City. I think he was looked at as being one of the fifth starter coming out of spring training. He spent a little bit of time in the minor league, so hopefully he can step up. And the bullpen, you know, has really kind of solidified itself. I mean, Jeremiah Estrada has been just a godsend. What a find. I mean, here's a guy who was, you know, put on waivers by the Cubs. He struck out 13 straight batters just last week. I mean, you think about that. That's 4 1/3 innings. That would be like getting into the fifth inning and nobody's put the ball in play as a starter. It was pretty amazing. So with Suarez and Estrada at the back end, you know, that moves everybody down a couple notches there in the pen. So not real concern there. So, yeah, I think, you know, get through this couple-week stretch without Darvish and Musgrove. Hopefully our offense, you know, is hitting its stride. Arise, like I mentioned, has been great. I think Manny's starting to swing the bat a little better. Tatis is getting hot. You know, Cronenworth has been good. So just got to get on a run. I mean, we lost a tough one yesterday where Suarez and Sestrada weren't available at the back end. So, right. You know, a blown save is rough. But, you know, we got the Angels coming up who've been down. So if we need to get some distance between 500. Let's get 5 or 10 games over, you know, and then hit our stride. And, you know, you got to figure we'll play better at home. You know, the sample size is still pretty small. But I think this team, you know, should be right there in the end for a wild card, in my opinion.
I agree with you, too. And when we go to the offense now, been solid defensively. I've been impressed just recently with the turn of events with Bogaerts going down and Cronenworth going back to his natural position, second base. He's a real good second baseman.
Yeah, he is.
And you know, I've talked to you off camera quite a bit about having so many of those middle infielders and having so many shortstops on the field. Those guys have egos. You know, we have egos. We were middle infielders, and when we're asked to play other positions, yeah, of course we'll do what's best for the team at the time. But when you're in your heyday and you're a middle infielder, do you ask to get to go, you know, you're asked to go somewhere else. It's like, wait a minute, me? You don't think I'm as good as this guy? So I think it's a good problem to have, but at times it could be, man, you got too many cooks in the kitchen. Yeah. I really like to see Bogaerts playing Cronenworth playing second base. I think he feels at home there, and I think you can get the most out of him when he's in his place. Anyway, we'll see how that works out as time goes on. But go through that lineup real quick for me. What are the keys for you to be a championship caliber ball club? Arise came over from the Marlins. Love him. He's kind of a Tony Gwynnish at the top of the lineup. He seems like he's a good dude. He's got that energy. He's got that good energy, that fun energy that people like to be around him. You got the star in Tatis and Machado. Give me your take on this offense, what they need to do, what the keys to get to that postseason and get deep into that postseason.
Yeah, I think when Mike Schilt took over and brought in Victor Rodriguez, the hitting coach, I think the mantra became, you know, let's get back to line drives. Petco's a pretty big yard. You know, let's just focus on passing the baton. And that's essentially what our lineup comes down to. You know, it starts with a rise at the top. You know, and you get Tatis. Profar, like I said, has been kind of a godsend. Machado's streaky. You know, he can go and carry you for a week or two and then kind of disappear there for a little bit. Camposano, the catcher, you know, started off pretty well. He's hit a pretty big skid here. You know, Kim has been off to a slow start. I think he's been pretty disappointing on the offensive side so far. You know, Bogaerts going down, like you said, I mean, we're fortunate that we can cover that kind of an injury with Cronenworth and now with Arise. I think Arise plays a pretty good first base from what I've seen. You know, people have talked of him being a little bit of a down defender at second base. So yeah, it's interesting. You mentioned Bogaerts. I think if in the heart of hearts, if you were to ask, you know, Schilty and a couple of our guys, I think they may have kept Bogaerts at shortstop going into the year, much to your point where, you know, Bogaerts is a great guy, a leader, you know, coming from a big organization like the Red Sox. I feel like, you know, he felt like he was the captain of the infield at shortstop, and he's a team guy. He's like, absolutely, I'll go to second base. But I think down deep, you know, he struggled with that a little bit. And so it'll be interesting. You know, Kim's a free agent at the end of the year. And, you know, I think he's going to have a pretty big market. So if you don't sign him, you know, maybe you slide Bogaerts back to short. And, you know, Bogaerts is a good fielder. He catches and makes the play on every ball hit to him. He's not as flashy as Kim. He's not going to have huge range. But to your point, if you've got Cronenworth at second, who's got big range, and you got Machado, who's a gold glover at third, you know, you can position a guy like Bogaerts and protect him there a little bit. So we'll see how that plays out. I'm not the GM, obviously, but I think the offense, we could use a little bit more power. There's no doubt about it. You know, and I think that will come. You know, Machado's only got 5 home runs this year. You know, on pace for 15. You know, he's going to get to his 30.
Right.
He does it every year. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully Profar can sustain what he's doing. You know, he's having a much better year than he's ever had. Now, those years happen. You know, I had a year where basically everything I hit fell in from start to finish. And I think he's having one of those years where he's just in confidence. As if, you know, you get hits, man, you feel great in the box, and he looks great. So we'll see. But we just got to stay consistent. You know, we put the ball. We don't punch out a lot, which I like in the scheme of things. I mean, we punch out a lot in terms of what if we were playing in our era, but in terms of the game.
Right.
Yeah. In terms of now where we are, you know, we don't punch out a lot in terms of the rest of the league. But yeah, it's a fun, I think it's a fun offense to watch because you do have a lot of contact guys and you can string hits together. We had 11 base hits in one inning on Saturday, which is just unbelievable. So it's fun. But you need that three run homer once in a while to either get a lead or take a lead back. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think Machado, usually the great players, and at the end of the day, you can flip over that bubblegum card, especially when they're in that sweet spot of their career. And they're pretty much, there's going to be some down years. You're going to have some plus years, but usually it's going to fall in right around where their averages are. You know, you saw it, and you just saw him come through town. He's already got, now I think he's got 21 or 22 home runs. Aaron Judge got off to a real slow start. And people, you know, he's hit 210 with six homers. He's got 21 in the blink of an eye. The great players, in the end, the numbers will be there. To me, has and always will be the key to that offense is you got to get Tatis to play like that superstar that he's built to be, for that team to really get to that next level. We'll see. I like the team. I think it's a postseason team. And as we mentioned at the top, you get to that postseason nowadays, that's all you got to do is get there and you got a shot. You got a shot. Then who's at the right time?
You're right. Yeah, man. In a 5-game series, you throw, you know, Cease and Darvish, and you know maybe either Musgrove or if King is hot at the time, and that's pretty good. And you get, I think in the postseason, you know, making contact and having good hitters plays. You know, the runs are down, and in the postseason typically because you're facing good pitching. And I think that's the one thing we do pretty well. We hit decent pitching pretty well because we make contact. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.